Hey guys, awesome episode today. We have a long distance breakup and a cheating scandal not to be believed. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train Jared Fried coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I guess I'll say it one more time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Get in here. The J Feather Studios is on fire. We brought in a DJ, DJ Gary. He usually plays the piano, but today he's on those turntables, the ones and twos.
Taking up a lot of space.
A lot of space. But listen, I am pumped. It's good to be home. The audience here on fire per usual. And we're here. That's right. Tuesday. Friday. Your emails. Your stories. Your questions. Every single week we hit those emails. You send them in. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Boom, boom, dom. This is me. I'd be up in the club. I only do that thing where I dance with my hands and no legs.
Me too.
That's us.
No legs.
Shelby and I, legless. A lot of arm work when we dance. A lot of hand stuff. It's coming at you, 3D style.
Just swinging them everywhere.
That's right. Shelby's all whacked out on LSD. You know how he does. I'm sitting there, vodka soda in the hand, beach by noon on the mind. It's a vibe.
Thinking
it's a
about
movement.
I'm here. It's 2 a.m.
Yeah. It might be 2 a.m. for all of you, but it's 11:30 a.m. in my head.
Right.
The waves crashing. My balls out. Getting feathered by you, the listener. That's right. This podcast grows every week, and it is podcast season. The summertime, that's when we grow. Every year, we inch up a little bit. So you got to keep spreading the word. A coworker, a friend, a mama, a papa, a brother, a sister. Anyone with a single ear.
Yeah.
We'll give it up for the left ear community.
The AirPods, the Raycons,
yes.
All of them. You can put them in one.
Yeah. That's right. So listen, keep telling a friend. Make it your Instagram story. We got some great guests coming up. And today, it ain't no different. A newcomer. Very excited to have her here. She has a fantastic blog called The Stripe. A fantastic podcast called Bad on Paper that comes out every Wednesday. Grace Atwood, thank you for coming.
Oh my gosh, I'm so delighted to be here.
It is such a pleasure to have you. A fellow Massachusetter.
Yes.
A fellow Masshole, a fellow New Englander. Brought your Duncan. Very excited. The studio audience is pumped to have you. Gary on the ones and twos playing in. So awesome.
It's a rowdy crowd.
It's a rowdy.
Guest alert.
We're pumped to have you. What I love about this podcast is the range of perspective, and I think you're going to bring a great one today.
I hope so.
Of course you are. So all of you need to go follow Grace at Grace Atwood on Instagram. Her podcast, I was a guest on. And the best way to, like, I think your podcast is great, Bad on Paper. If you could give, like, the one-minute ad for your podcast, how would you explain it to the listener if they wanted to add it to their queue?
I would say it's a lifestyle podcast for women of all ages. Mm. And we bring on like 2 guests a month, and we have a monthly book club.
Awesome. And that's what I love. The podcast game since I started, it used to be, you know, 6 fat dudes talking about how they couldn't get laid. Now it's just one chubby dude bringing on guests talking about how other people can't get laid. So we've really come a long way. But I'm saying there's a like a big, you know, now there's murder mystery, there's lifestyle, there's a book club. Like, I love that the whole genre is being opened up a little bit.
Totally. It's been so fun.
And you guys, you know, I've been a guest on your podcast and we kind of talked about, you know, if I remember correctly, you're just talking about like kind of working for yourself a lot.
Yeah, we talked about working for yourself. We talked a little about dating. We talk about everything.
Absolutely. So if you want to go listen to Grace's podcast, it's great. It's called Bad on Paper. It comes out every Wednesday. The best way to find a podcast, I think, is through someone you know.
Totally.
So right now you're listening to me. But Laughable is a fantastic podcast app.
I have to get that. I don't have that.
You got to download it. It's the best podcast app because I'm a podcast listener. Like, I enjoy the medium. So I understand how people listen to their, you know, you have how you, where do you listen mostly?
iTunes.
No, but you, what are you doing when you listen?
I'm usually like cooking, or I'm just editing photos or working on my blog.
It's something on in the background that doesn't really make you feel alone.
Yeah, you feel like you're hanging out with your friends.
Exactly. And yeah. I do it cooking. I do it while I'm at the gym. I do it on subways. And Laughable, if you download the app, it's like, you know, it's basically like a little friend that's like, hey, here's another one you could listen to. Here's a podcast that's like this. Here, and if you subscribe to me, if you go subscribe to me on Laughable, you can see any podcast I've been a guest on.
Oh, cool. So will mine be on there even if we haven't registered?
I'm pretty positive. I'm like 100%, like 99.999. Shelby, if you could look it up, I think I'm on there. But I was a guest on yours, so yours is going to pop up in my queue.
Oh, cool.
And that's like a nice little, like, me holding your hand. I'm your Sherpa into the Bad on Paper podcast. And they can see what you and Becca do on a weekly basis.
You're still the only man we've had on.
The only man.
Yes. We have two coming up in, we're recording with them in September.
Awesome.
But for a year and a half, you're the only man who's
That's
been
right.
on Bad on Paper.
You can get that dude in your ear to bring you into the lady world of Bad on Paper. So that's super exciting. I kind of want to hear, like, there's this, you have the Stripe. Could you explain the Stripe to people?
Yeah, so the Stripe, I started back in January of 2010.
Okay, so this is like beginning of the blog time.
Yeah, and I always had a real job for like the first 5 years of doing that.
What were you doing?
I was working in marketing. So
okay.
I worked for Coty and beauty, like the beauty industry, was a brand manager. Then I went to Bauble Bar and I was head of all their social and their influencer stuff.
Okay, so you understood kind of how
yeah.
people read these things and how they follow on to things, right? So you're doing that, and then you start, and like, I remember 2010 is when I started doing comedy, but I remember like blogs were like, they were huge and also becoming the punchline.
Totally. I was the butt of everyone's jokes for so long. Like, oh my God, she's putting her selfie up there again.
Yep.
Oh, she's posting another outfit photo. And now like those same people are like, oh, I kind of want to start an Instagram.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you kind of missed the boat.
Yeah,
but like,
that's actually the same exact fucking thing I was doing in 2010.
Yes.
And you made fun of it so badly. It is interesting because it was like everyone has a blog and now it's everyone has an Instagram. You know, like it just, and time keeps on moving forward, you know,
yeah.
And it's interesting to me because we kind of came in contact because I think you started following me because
of Betches, and I was like, this guy is hilarious.
Thank you.
Then I started following J Train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I
listen to all three of his podcasts every week, you guys. Like,
you.
I'm competing with Raina for your number one fan position.
It's very much appreciated, and the crowd is touched. But you're interesting to me because I think it's interesting the fact that this blog thing was made fun of, but then some people made it through to the other side. And it's like I think there's another blog that follows me, and I follow her now, My Style Vita.
Oh yeah, Jessica. She's a friend.
She's in Atlanta. So like these people have kind of like made it through the woodwork and
yeah.
like the storm of like, because at the first, it's kind of like Instagram. Like first some people are making some money, then the money goes down, and then it becomes, well, the people that kind of like stick with it kind of pull through. So what is the blog world like?
it's very different than it was years ago. I still post to mine every day because I have this like very loyal community that if they come and there's no new post up, like I worry that I'll lose that them.
They're like, we'll stop looking at it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that that's not the case, but it's changed a lot because so many people are just using Instagram instead. I feel like all the money for a while shifted over to Instagram. And because of that, people kind of abandoned their blog or like, maybe I'll just,
but that's good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a really loyal community. I have also a lot to talk about because I don't just do fashion or books or beauty. Mm-hmm. It's kind of everything.
Yeah.
So like one day I'll have a book list. Another day I'll have a fashion roundup. Another day I'll have like a more personal post.
Yeah.
And kind of mix it up a little.
See, I think that's great. And it's like people are looking, like I remember like working in an office job, you're looking for something that like, hey, I want to sit here reading something that interests me, that's a like-minded person that can get me through my lunch.
Totally.
You know?
I like to think that I'm people's like little like light, easy, like fun part of their day. I'm not trying to be the New York Times.
Totally.
I'm not trying to like be something that's super smart. It's just something fun.
And something that they can relate to and have a good time. So I'm very pumped to have you here. Grace Atwood, @GraceAtwood on Instagram. The Stripe, Bad On is the blog. Bad On Paper is the podcast. And she is touring right now. Okay.
Well, in October.
You're in October. You're going on the road.
Yeah.
San Francisco, Atlanta, DC, New York, Dallas, and Philly. So if you want to be a part of those shows, what are you guys doing at the shows? What do the live shows include?
So it's kind of like a mixed up version of our podcast. We bring on a guest to talk about books. Usually it's an author. I don't want to talk about who the authors are yet because we're still working on it.
I get it.
And then it's women that we think are doing really cool things. Sometimes it's influencers. Sometimes they're entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Just it's going to be a really diverse mix depending on the city.
See, I would think that you have a great understanding, like with the blog background. Like, it's interesting to me. I've said interesting 7,000 times, but like we look at what's going on in the world, and it's like, you know, blog becomes this punchline.
Mm-hmm.
But you have experience, a daily experience in knowing what people like and don't like. Like, you're not
for better or worse.
Yeah, but yeah. You're not going to do a blog post that everyone was like, well, no one fucking read this.
Yeah.
You have the numbers. You know what relates to people. Like, you know, I tweet probably 3,000 times a day. I love tweeting.
I know, I follow you.
Thank you. And then I can understand why that's annoying, but then I put certain tweets on Instagram because I'm like, I know what works there and I know what doesn't. So Instagram is a more curated version of my Twitter. And then when it comes to a podcast, I know the subjects that I want to get into because I know what people have like pulled on the string of and what people haven't. So
totally.
With you bringing on like influencers and book people and stuff that you've dealt with this before, just in a different setting.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that's great. BadOnPaperPodcast.com. Go check it out. They're going on tour. So I just came back.
I hate to say it. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, kind of cool.
I don't know how you do it. You are all over the place, Jared.
Listen, this is my life. I breathe this. I live this. I eat it every day for breakfast with skim milk. I just came back. I was in Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, and Toronto. We did the live U Ups. Let me tell all the people who came to those shows, thank you. Yep, give it up for them.
Get them out of here.
Get him out of here. No, we'll get into that. We had some fantastic shows. The Live U Up is an event. If you're going to go, come on out. If you're thinking about it, if you're thinking of bringing a friend, bring that friend and drag him by the hair. I had DMs from girls about how their moms loved it. I had DMs from people being like, my boyfriend loved it. The whole group chat loved it. And it's a show that moves. We're there, you know, like hour and a half, in and out.
It's goes by quick.
It too quick.
Like a breeze.
By the time you're done laughing, you're like, where am I? You're already at the diner eating food, talking about it. So listen. I'm very excited about what we got going on. The show is fantastic. You're going to see, if you weren't in those cities, you're going to start to see clips come out from me because we're going to have some fun clips from those shows come out. Go listen to the Chicago Live show. It's on as a bonus episode for You Up. Thank you to everyone who came out. Chicago was like a concert. Like, unreal. Detroit was great, fun. My family came to the Detroit show. If you want to hear about that experience, Coffee with J Train every Sunday on Patreon, patreon.com/JaredFreed. $3 a month. I do a little bit of ranting about the
hit up that Patreon.
Yeah, I do a little ranting about who comes out to those shows and the people that are easy, the people that are difficult. Not gonna say more. Then we went to Cleveland. Fucking energy in Cleveland. Great crowd. Toronto was unbelievable. The women of Toronto. I mean, yeah, wow. Smoke City. And also, like, they are, like, aggressive's the wrong word. They're just, like, fired up. Like they were there having a great time. We had an incident. Not an incident, but a girl came running on stage.
Get him out of here. Yeah, get out of here.
Did you invite her on stage?
So what kind of happened, and I hope this doesn't overshadow how fun the show was, because the show was a fun show, but at the end we take questions from the audience that you can text in before we start the show. So people are texting in their questions, and we kind of sift through them and find the best ones. And we read out one of the questions. This girl stands up, and I'll say, hey, who asked this question? So now you're on the spot to talk about it in front of the 1,000 people there. So I go, and so this girl raises her hand and stands up. I go, oh, was this your question? She goes, no, I have a funny story. And I'm like, here we go.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, you know, listen, I go on stage every night. I understand, you know, you can't sit there and go, fuck off, sit down. And I'm kind of like, the show's already at the end. So I'm like, if you think you have such a funny story, I love a funny story. We all love funny. Get on up here. So then she comes on stage, and she kind of does the worst thing you can do, is she kind of she tries to make herself the victim while already having run up on the stage.
Oh, no.
So she kind of does the thing where she'll go, like, I was like, okay. I took the mic and I go, I'm just warning you. This has to be a funny story.
How many people were in the audience?
700 people. And I go, just letting you know, like, you're the one that said it's a funny story. You're the one that took over the show. I'm letting you know this has to be fucking good, because we're all here for it. And it will be out in the bonus episode. And she takes the mic and she starts telling, and she goes, no, I don't want it. I'm leaving. And now it's like, no, please. It turns into this
thing.
Now
you have to,
like,
beg for it.
Well, now it's like, you've done this. We're already here. Like, don't do that to us.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, and it goes back and forth a little bit. And then she tells her story. Doesn't exactly, like, you know, not a lot of laughs.
Get him out of here. Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here.
Yeah. So we had to shoo her off. I think she's a nice person. I think she got ahead of herself. I thought it was funny. I thought it was, like, and then people, you know, D-Man, don't think Toronto's like that. I'm like, no, we had a great time. So keep going to those shows. To get to my shows, so we're going, I'm going to be in Sacramento this weekend. So if you're listening in the Sacramento area, we need you, because it's going to be, as they say in the industry, light. Yeah. We need some tickets bought. So if you're in Sacramento, bring your friends. I'm coming Thursday through Saturday. I'm at the Punchline. Also, I'm coming back to Chicago. I'm doing stand-up. That's right. Chicago is really where we dance. Okay? Love
Chicago.
The Chicago
is
people.
The best.
Great
Everyone
people.
Everyone there is so beautiful and so nice.
Beautiful, fun, smart. It's all there. I'm going to be doing stand-up at Zany's. I got 2 shows Friday, 2 shows Sunday in the Old Town location. Saturday, I got 2 shows in Rosemont. So if you're in town, bring the crew. Tickets are selling quickly. Let's do some podcasts. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Before we get started, we're sponsor people. Woo! Love this sponsor. It's fall. That means I think fall is the best time of year to drink.
Absolutely.
At his drinking season, the weather's right.
Wait, can I
right.
be part of the ad?
Please. Okay, so listen. I am a huge fan of having a drink on a fall, crisp fall day, but really hanging out. And the way you hang out a long time is Brewmate. Brewmate has a line of products, and I'm holding one right now. As you can see, they are lined to keep your drink cold or hot. Okay, so if you're so as the seasons change, your brewmate, the thing in your brewmate's going to change. I have the wine glass.
Are you drinking wine right now?
Yeah,
I'm having a glass. I'm getting myself a little loosened up, and the wine glass that I have is fantastic for going out on the deck, keeping it cold, keeping a rosé crisp. Also, sometimes I go off the reservation. I'll put a mixed drink in there too, and it is such a pleasure.
I love it
to have a drink, stay cold, stay nice, and it makes you want to be out more. It makes you want to entertain. If you're going to go to a park, why would you bring plastic cups? We're going to have a warm wine in a plastic cup. No. Brewmate is the answer, and it comes in a variety of designs to choose from that fit all your drinking habits. Rosé season is upon us. Before you drag your girlfriends to the park to get shit-faced, get yourself a wine-cellator. I have it.
It's inconspicuous as well.
Absolutely. So you can pour the whole wine bottle into one bottle. You bring it out, and you don't have to worry about the wine bottle breaking. In your bag, you drop your bag a little too hard, smashes everywhere, wine everywhere, the day's ruined. Not going to happen with Brewmate. The wine cellator fits a full bottle of wine. They even throw in a silicone funnel for easy transferring. They make it easy for you to throw your wine cellator in a bag and go. That's the biggest thing. Throw it in the bag. Don't worry about it breaking or, getting loose or whatever. And you won't have to worry about broken bottles, and it will maintain the perfect ice cold temperature for, let me say it right now, 24 hours.
Pretty cool.
That's impressive.
Cool. That's pretty damn cool.
I'm buying this. You sold me.
Even in the hot summer sun. So as the summer ends, the fall begins. This is fall doesn't get the credit it deserves.
I love it. It's my fave.
The best, right?
Summer sucks.
This is a fall podcast. That's right. This is we're the fathers of fall.
Apple picking by noon.
Apple picking by noon. That's right. Right. So
don't
settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit brewmate.com/JTrain to get 15% off your first order. That's a real deal. That's 15% off your first order when you go to brewmate.com/JTrain. That's brewmate.com/JTrain. You ready for some emails?
Yes.
Let's do it. We got Grace Atwood here. Grace Atwood, at Grace Atwood, The Stripe, Bad on Papers, the podcast. Let's get into this. I love this email. My soulmate, help.
Uh-oh.
Grace, what's your dating situation?
I am right now single, dipping my foot back into the dating world. I've been all over the place this summer, so
sure.
I haven't been as good. And I'm kind of the mind that if you're not excited about dating, you shouldn't just make yourself do it.
Of course. It's not, this isn't getting to the gym.
Yeah, exactly. It should be fun.
It should be fun. I agree with you. What do you mean by dipping your foot in? Like, I like that.
I like that thought, but I
think some people it's all different for everybody.
Just actually going on some dates. I haven't been on very many dates all summer.
Okay.
So,
well, summertime too, with all the traveling, there's just so many reasons to excuse yourself from meeting someone new.
Totally. And I was just well, maybe I'll just meet someone in the wild versus on the apps.
And give it a shot.
Yeah. So I'm on Hinge, mm-hmm. been going on some good dates. One thing I did, so I'm 37.
Yeah.
I've realized I enjoy going out with younger men a bit more.
How so?
I think they're better conversations. Mm-hmm. Just a little more interesting. A lot of the older guys I meet either are looking for a one night stand or to get married ASAP and start having children.
There's
and
no
I
kind of
want something in between.
Yeah. And I would think for the older guy, and if you're going out with let's say you're going out with a 40-year-old guy.
Yeah.
And he's with someone who's 37, he's either ahead of himself.
Yeah.
In both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's ready, so I'm ready.
Yeah.
He's made the decision for you.
Yeah, and I'm not quite there yet, so.
That's okay. So let's do it. My soulmate help. Dear J-Train and esteemed guest, Feather, I met this really cool hot guy down the shore last Memorial Day weekend, 2018. Okay, I got this email 2 days ago. It's 2019, FYI, everyone listening.
Yeah, so it's like 15 months later.
Okay, he lived in a different city, so we stayed in touch over DM and some flirty texts. I invited him to New York City to be a plus one at the end of the summer, and he blew me off. 2 days after the wedding, he asked if he could go. He could see me when he was NYC later that month. I said no. Fast forward to this month, so 15 months later. He texted me saying he's moving to NYC, and we matched on an app. How do I play this? I liked him, but I want to see if he's for real and not a fuckboy if we do hang out. And if it matters, no, we didn't have sex last summer, only made out, best, an avid J Train and You Up fan. What do you think?
I think this has potential. Yeah. I think this was so long ago, and if they're long distance, like, and they just randomly met, she was probably just in the fling category.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas now, like, they're going to be in the same city. There's actually potential.
The built-in excuse is gone, which is what you kind of want.
Did you say how old they are?
I don't have the ages here, but let's say they're in their mid-20s, you know, whatever. She wants a serious guy. She's even saying this. She sees he has serious potential. Some things I'm going to point out. One, the beginning of this, she references we met in 2018. You can't let someone in while holding something against them.
Yes.
At the same time. You either give them the chance or you don't give them the fucking chance.
I completely agree. I also don't love that she's already, I mean, I know she's probably just being funny, but calling him her soulmate, that's putting so much pressure on it.
So much pressure.
You can't go in, just go in thinking you're going to reconnect with someone.
And I'm sure you're right. She is somewhat joking, but at the same time, it's like, even to call it met my soulmate means that you see the, this happens with women a lot, is they're going to put you in this category where it's like, well, that's the boyfriend type.
Yeah.
And it's like, well,
you
now
can't
that
do
I,
that.
And then she's like, well, how do I figure out if he's a fuckboy? It's like, okay, just know every guy you meet wants to fuck.
Yeah.
Every guy you meet, if he's giving you the time of day, there's something in his mind that has a thought that you can't even imagine. He is thinking that in his head, you know, and you're thinking, well, Jared, you're okay, fine. It's just me. It's just me. Every girl that I've had like some sort of talking with, flirting relationship, I'm thinking, oh, well, this will be my wife. No. We're thinking disgusting thoughts. Okay. And so, but to go back to the beginning of her email, she met him a year and months ago, whatever it is. Stayed in touch over flirty text. I invited him to NYC to be a plus one at the end of the summer, and he blew me off. Okay, I don't blame him for not doing that.
Yeah, where was he living though? How far away were they?
At that point,
I have so many more questions.
Of course, 2 days after the wedding, he asked if he could see me when he was in NYC later in the month. That means he was trying to be casual with you and kind of hang when he was in the city and not hang when he's out of the city. Going to the wedding was him not going to the wedding was actually the proper thing to do if you think about it.
Totally.
If he had gone to the wedding after you didn't have sex, what would be worse? You guys made out at the beach, then he comes to the wedding, has sex with you, then fucking drops you, or makes out with you, says, I think the wedding's too much, and then says, and then is physically acting as honest as he can, being like, hey, let's hang out and be casual. To me, he did the right thing.
I don't think he did anything wrong.
So now fast forward, and now he's in NYC, we matched on an app. Here's what I'll say to her. When you move to New York City, you're not moving here to get in a relationship.
No, you're building a career usually.
Career first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, when you have some time, you're going to throw the dick around.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already on an app in
throwing the dick around is just so funny.
Just throwing cock all over the place. Hey, let's play catch. Yours 10-year-old boy and he wants to play catch. That's the thing, though. People move to New York City and it's like walking into a perfume shop. It's so many smells.
No one's like, I want to move to New York. It's time to settle down.
Time to settle down. So here's what you have to do. And he's already on New York City. He's already switched his location to New York City and is matching with you. So he's getting ready. He's literally putting a grocery list of vagina together to fuck when he gets to the city. And you're on the list, okay? So you do have this background. I would say to you, let it breathe. Make him take you out. I would say, is he going to be a fuckboy? Yeah. They all are when they move to New York City.
And he just got there or isn't even there yet.
He just got here. So I would stick to your standard. If you're sitting here going, well, he's nice and we have this background. Okay, he's nice in the background, but you're only going out on dates. You're not sleeping over. You're not meeting up at 11:30.
Go out with other people.
And if you want, and listen, if you're saying, well, maybe I do kind of want to be casual with him. Oh, that's fine too. But be as honest as he was with his actions. Because he was honest with you. And now it's time. Now he's going to be as honest as he was before. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Grace Atwood, at Grace Atwood on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. Go get involved. Never trust a girl at Coachella.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever been to these festivals?
It's like my worst nightmare, being hot in the desert with very little water and drugs. Like, it's just not my thing. I want to like...
Yeah, I want a bed.
Yeah,
air conditioning,
cold wine.
Yeah, cold wine. Get your brewmate. My boyfriend of 2 years and I broke up this past spring. We had a fun, healthy relationship, but he suddenly told me out of the blue that he had decided to move across the country for work. I was hit with the ultimatum to either eventually move to his new city or end the relationship, since I was invested in my career, family, friends here in San Francisco, and not in a stable place financially to make the move. We ended things amicably and agreed that a long-distance relationship with no long-term plan was not a good idea. About a month later, he came back to California to go to a music festival with our mutual friends. We had been texting here and there since our breakup, but it was around the time that all communication from him mysteriously ended. Yeah. A few weeks after that, I went out with some friends at a bar. We frequent on Friday nights. When I get to the bar, to my surprise, the first person I see is my ex, with his new girlfriend who literally lives down the street from me in San Francisco.
Oh, I don't like this.
We'd only been broken up for about 6 weeks, and he is now in a full-blown, committed, long-distance relationship.
Seriously,
with this
man,
girl.
You and me, we're fucking dumb.
What the fuck?
He had allegedly met at the music festival. He's back in town now at least 2 times per month to see her, and they go on all these fun vacations together that blow up my social media feeds. Oh, I'm laughing because it's so... gruesome. Like, this
get him out of here.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Get out of here.
It's been incredibly difficult for me to get over this breakup. I'm sorry to laugh, but I'm still in the thick of the healing process. I can't even imagine being in a new relationship at this point myself. I'm confused how he ended a 2-year relationship because I didn't move in with him, but he's more than willing to make long distance work with his new girl he's known for 2 seconds. My question is, can guys really get over breakups this fast? Was he actually not down for long distance relationship, or just not down for a long-distance relationship with me? I know life isn't fair, but it's hard to see him around town seemingly happy and in love when I'm still heartbroken. It's like he skipped over the heart recovery phase after we ended and is living his best life. Any insight into the male brain during breakups would be much appreciated. Also included my Insta handle, and would love a celeb lookalike from Classic Shelb. Let's do that. Grace, what are your thoughts? Do you relate?
I have a lot of thoughts, and please. I relate. So the first thing I'm going to say is she needs to get off social media. Like, block that shit. Like, do not look at their vacation. Do not look at their pictures together, because that's going to, and it's so hard to do.
I mean, and she is, I'm bringing up her Instagram right now. She's going to be okay. She's going to be more than okay.
She
has some shots on here.
Yeah, she's going to be fine.
She's definitely doing some hot girl summer stuff on her own.
She's having the hottest girl summer.
She's also very much trying to show this guy that she's doing just okay, too. Some of these pictures are what you would say.
I am not worried about her.
Yeah, she is putting some pictures up specifically for him. The bathing suit shot.
She looks like, what was the girl in the last season of The Bachelor who said she'd never... kissed or had sex with a guy?
Oh, what is that girl? Was her name Rachel? Shit. No. What was her name?
This is going to bother the fuck out of...
Heather. Heather never been kissed. It was always in the caption.
Yeah, she does look like... Hold on. Bring her up.
Yeah, but with like nicer, more natural hair. It's like a nice dirty blonde.
Heather, Bachelor, never been kissed.
They've got that same like smile and dimples.
Yeah, this is... Oh my God, Shelby, hit that button.
Yeah.
Classic Shelb nails another one. Right?
Classic Shelb nails another one.
So if you Google Heather Bachelor, never been kissed, she'll come up.
They know who she is.
They'll know. I mean, this girl is very cute. She's going to be fine. She's got a head tilt. She does the same one in every picture. so what do you, I mean, I, what is, what do you, have you been in this situation where you watch a guy kind of float off with another boat?
I have, and I watched all of it, and then I also watched that relationship end very quickly because it was a rebound. But he looked so happy all over social media. I was doing the thing. I was stalking. I was looking at it. I was looking at her friends' accounts. I was looking at her account. It was not a good habit. The other, the thing I want to say, though, is that in every breakup situation that I've seen, the woman generally like needs to go out and find herself and be independent and like have fun with her girlfriends and kind of do her own thing and be alone. And the guy always, this is just my experience and my friend's experience, the guy usually gets into a relationship right away.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always last, but I find that like guys who are like relationship kind of guys generally don't want to be alone and like to move on rather quickly.
There's two things at play that she's not going to like to hear, but I'm going to tell her that
this is what makes you, Jared.
This is what makes me. There's two things going on. She says the hardest breakups are the one that are supposedly because of circumstance. Because everything gets blamed on the circumstance and nothing gets blamed on the relationship.
That's the easiest thing to do, though.
But it's the easiest thing to do right away, the hardest thing in the long term. So it's like junk food. You're never going to be full from that solution. So it's so with them, they say, oh, we can't. He makes this hard. He gives this hard rule. You either move with me or we're done. He knew when he said that to you, you couldn't move with him. He knew you weren't going to move with him. I think he had his foot out the door before. I think he saw the move as an excuse and a good reason. Because what happens a lot of times, and I'm not defending men for lying, but let me give the other side, the other perspective, is like women after a breakup, they want reasons. And there's never a good reason. What's the reason going to be? What's the reason that you go, oh, okay. Yeah, please. Okay. I guess we're done now. You know, like, and so.
Because people can argue with you and make it this drawn out thing. If you just have this really clear cut thing and that's your thing.
You're done. You're done.
It's like how you rip the Band-Aid off.
Exactly. So the clear cut thing for him is to go, I'm moving 3,000 miles away. You do the math. And then they go, well, you're right. And it's like, then it becomes, oh, both of us are still hot and someone would want. And it's like, that's true even if the person looks at you and goes, fuck you, I'm done, I don't want to be with you anymore. So it's true both when you break up because of distance and when you break up because there's been hatred, the same thing is true. This isn't the match. And, you know, what I just said, going back to that. So that's the first thing. So she's really bent out of shape because he already dealt with the idea of you guys breaking up before he even moved. So he's had a lead on you. So when you're saying, oh, how could he not? He's not on the same schedule as you. He's not on the same heartbreak schedule. Not saying he's as heartbroken as you or ever has been, but I'm saying he's dealt with it very little by little, right? Now, getting back to her question, can really guys get breakups over so fast? That's answering that question. Was he actually not down for long distance? I don't think he was ever down for this relationship. I think if you would said, I'm moving, he would have been like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, there's also these other things wrong.
Yeah. He would have been like, well, also, we're going to have to live in an inferno. Do you want to, like we're going to have to live, and there's going to be no bed, you know, like, and it's like, oh, I don't know if I want that. And it's like, a lot of times guys, and not guys, but just whoever's looking to end it will
I've done that. You find the easy thing that is the deal breaker.
The easiest thing, and then you try to let the other person come to the decision that we decided. So then she goes, I know life isn't fair, but he has to see him around. I think you got to unsubscribe. What you said is right. You got to unsubscribe.
Get off of that.
It's time. And that's nothing against him. It's not saying you wish him badly. It's saying that you wish yourself better. So to say like, because a lot of times we'll go, why'd you unfollow me? Because it didn't make me feel good seeing you. That's
a fine answer. You convinced me, Jared, when you came on my podcast to unfollow my ex.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. And it wasn't because I had any bad feelings about him. It was just seeing his new life made me feel bad.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things where it's like, if you know, it's like having a mess in your room. Like, you step over the mess, you step over the mess, and you're like, ah, and then you get used to the mess. And then you make your life around that mess. You start sleeping next to the pile of laundry.
Yeah.
And you go, this is fine. And then the day you clean out the laundry, you go, I should have done this months ago. And that's the same with following an ex.
Yes.
And listen, I am a guy who also have moved on from, I've done the move where you move from one relationship to the next. I've had that in my history, and I've had the one where I stayed single for a year. It has nothing to do, it's not a comparison of you versus the next person in any way. So I know it's easy for me to say and hard to take, but I'm just saying in my experience, it's never been that way. I think also the idea that, like, he is going to, I wouldn't think that their relationship is as good as it looks. What you're saying is correct.
I think when things are, like, really exaggerated on social media, it's often times a sign of overcompensating for something.
Absolutely.
Not always.
I agree with that.
But those couples that are constantly like, love you, babe.
Look at,
like,
her profile. She's doing Hot Girl Summer.
She is having Hot Girl Summer.
But we also read her email, and we're like, a little bit of us are like, yeah, you're putting up these pictures because you want to get back at them a little bit. You want to show that you're having fun too.
Totally.
You want to, and then that's a mask for feeling upset yourself. So not to say her pictures aren't beautiful or great, but we do understand, like, after hearing the story and seeing the pictures, we're like, oh, we get it.
Yeah.
So I think the other thing is this guy, when you get out of a relationship, there's a void. And the penis void in that case is you're like, oh, I got to, you know, oh, I got to fill this with someone. And then you meet a girl and you go, she's back in California. You're like, well, I'll make it happen because commitment. Here's the other thing. With you moving and with your relationship, it had to end. So it had to either go forward and get more serious, move in together in a new city, or it ends. This one, he gets to start the bus way back at the beginning of relationship road.
You can't compare the two.
You can't compare the two. Totally different things. They'll get to a year from now and she'll go, well, when are we moving? And he'll go, you want to move 3,000 miles? And the same thing's going to happen. So, but also, I'm saying this to make you feel better, but I'm also saying this, get out of their life. That's not going to help you.
Block him.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
I might put the whole dick.
Doesn't really go, but okay. We're sponsor people. Woo! Someone sent me a picture of their new Rothy's. Rothy's has been a sponsor here for a little bit. I gave them to my mom. She loves them because they're good-looking shoes that don't have to be worn to, like, a formal event. Like, it's the type of shoe, it's a tweener.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I going to wear to CVS? What am I going to wear to, you know, to go to work in? What am I going to wear? You know, what am I going to wear for those in-between moments that I don't want to look like a slob, but I don't want to look like I'm trying too hard? And Rothy's is the answer to this. This girl sent me the picture. She goes, I got my Rothy's. And they look great. Like, and they have different styles, and they're insanely comfortable and machine washable. And
you can put them in the dishwasher, too.
You can put them in the dishwasher. So this is, like, huge. And it's the answer to your shoe worries. You won't take them off. Rothy's is the everyday flat for the life on the go. Stylish, classic, comfortable. They come in four styles, the flat, the point, the loafer, and the sneaker.
Point are the best ones.
The point are the best. I think that's the one that she sent me.
Yeah, they're super cute.
Stop wearing socks and slides.
Yeah.
No socks with these.
These look good. Yeah. Also,
they're made out of recycled materials, Jared.
Recycled materials. 85% of shoes end up in landfills. Not Rothy's. When you're done, instead of throwing your shoes away, you send them back and to Rothy's for free. They're recycled into outsoles for the new shoe. That's great.
That's really cool.
So not only are you helping the planet, but you're also helping yourself by making yourself look a little bit better. So check out all the amazing styles available right now. You have them, so they look good.
They're great.
So there we go. Check out the amazing styles available right now at Rothys.com/JTrain. Go to Rothys.com/JTrain, Rothys.com/JTrain to get your new favorite flats, comfort, style, sustainability. These are the shoes that you've been waiting for. Head to Rothys.com/JTrain today. Rothys, be comfortable and cute. Let's do some more emails. Grace Atwood, @GraceAtwood on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. I know someone is cheating, butt in or butt out? Guys, haven't been listening for long, but I was won over by the Bachelorette stories.
Oh, I thought you meant, are we butting in? I get it.
No,
now.
This okay. person's okay. Have been listening for long, but was won over by your Bachelorette stories, and now I'm binging and loving this podcast, telling friends and tagging bitches. Thank you. That's what it's all about. My friend's sister, age 23, I think, was in a relationship with this guy for a couple years. Let's call him Adam. I'm guessing they were pretty serious because they were planning on buying a house and both had been actively saving up money together for their deposit. But then a little over a year ago, she started getting closer with a guy she worked with. Let's call him Paul. My friend's sister. Okay, so this isn't her friend. This I'm just is, getting all the...
She's butting in too much, I think.
Already?
Yeah, I'm like...
We're sentence in.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention to what my friend's siblings are doing.
Yeah,
but continue.
I don't know specifics, but I believe she went to a concert with Paul and hooked up a couple times with Paul whilst still dating Adam. After that, she quickly ended things with Adam and started dating Paul instead. But after a month or so into dating Paul, she got back together with Adam without telling him about Paul. Also, didn't tell Paul about Adam. Okay.
This is a lot.
So
I'm getting stressed.
She dated Adam, cheated with Paul, broke up for Paul, then goes back to Adam, doesn't tell both the guys about each other.
I'm following, but it's
a lot. She basically picked up with Adam where they left off and has been seeing both guys ever since. She often goes on trips and holidays with Paul, and it sounds like she's resumed her saving for a house with Adam. She's also now lying to her parents and siblings because everyone is pissed that she's been cheating on these two guys now for a year, but also they don't want to get involved because they don't feel like it's their place to tell. After pressure from my friend, her sister, about 6 months ago, she came clean to Adam that there was another guy. The only thing is, she said there was another guy past tense and made it sound like there was a guy she dated while they were split up, and she still had the fact that she was cheating. So she didn't actually come clean at all. Adam was cool with what she told him. He didn't want to hear any details about it, so she left it there. So I know this whole situation has nothing to do with me. I've never met either of the guys she's with, and I don't know if the sister very well at all. I just hear about it all through my friends. So what I'd like to know is, should I continue to keep quiet about it like everyone else?
Yes.
Do you think that these guys should have find out? Should my friend and her family be the ones to get involved? Since one of the biggest reasons I'm staying out of it is because I don't want to betray my friend's confidence since she confided in me with all this information. I honestly don't believe she's ever going to tell the truth. I think the only way this will end is if she slips up and gets caught in a lie, but she seems to be pretty good at lying. So this could potentially go on for years. There's no way that these guys aren't going to get hurt at some point when this all comes to a messy end, but she's wasted too much time already. What do you guys think? Butt in, butt out. Also, side note, which I'm sure you know is coming, I'd love a celebrity lookalike. This has become... Shelby, you've developed quite a talent. Here are her pictures.
Shelby needs to make a business out of this.
Right? So what do you think? Butt in or butt out?
Absolutely butt out. This is not for you to get involved in. I would say it's maybe time to get some new hobbies. I don't mean that in a bad way, but this is not any of your business. It sucks.
I hate to make this a gender thing, but I can't think of any man who would... I feel like this is like... Some women like love the see drama and they're like... Oh, I got to run to the drama. And it's like, why can't we live in a world? I live in a world where I live in a one headphone off world, okay?
I do too.
I'll take off one headphone to listen to your drama, but that's as far as I'm going. I'm not going to turn around and go, can you speak up so I can hear the fight?
Here's my opinion on this situation.
No, I'm staying out, but I'll listen.
Yeah, no, stay out.
Stay out.
If something doesn't affect you, don't let it affect you.
This could lead to, like, let's say a year from now, there's a murder because of this whole thing. Is she like, are they all like at fault? Like, I like, they're all letting this happen, she seems to claim. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what the response is.
I hope there's no murder because of this.
I hope so too.
She'll feel impending guilt.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
And she looks like.
Who does she look like?
Selma Blair.
Oh, okay. I think the Selma Blair is from the glasses one.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I see it. I see what you're talking about.
And then a little of the Waterboy crush actress.
I mean, you really lean on this Waterboy crush guy.
She's has a varied look.
She has a look. So I'll say to her, butt out. Also, who are you? Here's what you have to think, okay? When you're going to come to them, they're going to go, you should, here's how you butt in. If you really feel a responsibility, you say to your friend, hey, I'm not going to listen to this anymore. If you don't say anything to them, I'm judging you now because you're closer. You have to judge down the line. The only person you know is the friend who has the sister.
Yeah.
You say to the friend, the best you can do is to the friend is you. Anytime she brings it up, you go, hey, I don't want to hear this. You should have said something to your sister. You should be a better sister. You should tell her that she's lying to two men and making them, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's as far as your butt in should go.
You can go to the family member, but not none of this.
You can go to your friend. Think of life like a game of telephone. You have your can connected to one friend. You can't jump over to the other cans. Yes. Okay. You talk to this friend. You go, I'm not listening to this. I don't think it's fun to talk about this anymore. Because what happens in these situations with the cheating and the drama and all this, this is a juicy story.
Of course.
What happens is everyone loves a juicy story. Everyone wants to take a bite. Everyone wants to take a sip. You need to let her know, hey, I'm not eating this steak anymore. I think this has gone too far. Now I've said my piece. You do with it as you may, but the more you talk to me about it, the more I think that you get off to this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough to me to be friends with you. That's as far as you can go.
Yes.
If I'm going to be rational and think about this out loud. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's keep doing some more. Wedding etiquette. Okay. I love these. I feel like you're the
weddings
right
weddings are like a real tricky situation.
Tricky, but I feel like you're the right person to go to for etiquette.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about my etiquette.
I feel like you have class that can be related to the audience.
I hope.
My boyfriend and I have been together for just over two years. We're a month from moving in together. At this point, he knows all my friends quite well. We're going to a handful of my friends' wedding this year. I'm a bridesmaid in two of them. He's obviously coming with. I've been covering the accommodations for both of us since they're technically the weddings of my friends. This usually includes a room for a few nights and, in some cases, all the food and alcohol for the weekend and a perk for the wedding party. But it's really starting to add up. He doesn't really have nearly as many friends getting married this year, so the favor isn't exactly being returned. What's the protocol? Should he be splitting these costs with me? Or am I doing the right thing and should I just continue to eat this cost? All the weddings are within driving distance, so there aren't additional travel costs, and we make about the same amount of money. What do you think? I love this question because it's very real. She has a right to ask it. But there's, you know, with matters of money, it's always uncomfortable.
It's always uncomfortable. But I really think that because these are your friends and you're also then taking up his weekend schedule. Like, I'm sure he wants to spend his weekends with you. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But they're your friends and they're your friends' weddings. And if it's posing a financial hardship for you, don't go to all of these weddings.
Yeah. This is the cost of admission to the wedding.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can go, this is one I can do on my own. Mm-hmm. That's another, there are choices you can make down the line that make this cheaper for you. Hey, you're invited with a plus one as your boyfriend. Okay. Hey, this is kind of like a half friend. I know I have to go to the wedding, but this is one you can sit out for. Also, if you're invited, you know, if his name is on the invitation, that changes things for me. That's a split cost.
See, I don't think so. I think...
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
I think that
there's definitely gray area.
Sure.
But in my opinion, if they're your specific friends, which after 2 years of dating, things get like kind of melded and you have shared friends. I just don't think... I also think weddings are a huge pain in the ass to go to. Like, if you're the plus one, like
it's okay to say no. It's okay to go on your own. Yeah. It's okay. What we all have to realize is we all turn into huge narcissists when it comes to weddings. We're like, well, if I don't show up, how will the band play? And it's like, no.
No,
the band's gonna be okay. Nana's gonna dance whether you're there or not. So I do understand but I do understand because I've been there where I'm like, how could I not go to, you know, Joe Blow's wedding. And it's like, yeah, Joe Blow you haven't spoken to in 3 years. So
that's the
it's
thing.
Okay. I agree with you, though, where...
I just don't feel right about... I wouldn't feel right asking my significant other to...
To pay for to the pay. Wedding that you're invited to.
I'm likely dragging him to.
Yeah, when you're dragging him to. I'm with you. I think you buck up. You take the cost. I think you be okay with not having him at all the weddings.
Yeah, or not going to all of the weddings.
Not going to all of them. And then I would also think there's a difference between... Also, the other thing you can't do is go, well, you have 3 friends and I have 20 friends. Okay, no, that's not his problem.
Yeah.
You could have 3 friends and still be a sociable person. You could have 20 friends and be an unsociable person.
Uh-huh.
So to do this math of like, well, he has no weddings, that's not where it should come down. There's also a difference between saying, I got the hey, I want you to come. I got the hotel. I got the car. And then him going, let me pay for the dinner. You know what I mean? Like if he's, so you have to start separating out, like there's a moment on the, you know, or him going, do you want snacks at the gas station?
Yeah.
Like these are things that you can judge him as a boyfriend versus a, you know, versus the wedding guy. You know, like those are different stories. So if you're saying, well, he doesn't pay for a single fucking thing and doesn't offer anything and he's kind of a bad wedding date, well, you have a relationship
That's
problem.
That's a bigger problem.
Yeah.
But I do, I wouldn't, if it was me and I was the guy who was getting invited along to all these weddings, I would make sure to pick up dinner or like do something nice because I'd know my partner was paying for all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that you can ask them to like pitch in towards the gift or the hotel room or all of that stuff because it's your friend.
I'm with you. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do, we got time for one more. I think we got time.
One more email.
Let's do this. How honest is too honest?
Ooh, I like this one.
Jared, thanks for the great podcast. I listen to JTrain you up every day on the way to work. Thank you. I met a guy on a dating app who is 6 years older than me. He's 26, or I'm 26, he's 32. On the second date, he made some comments somewhere he brought up his ex. Another was about how he loved being single, and then the last being that I'm so young I could have 2 more boyfriends before getting married. I did not provoke these, I promise. I thought these comments were odd, especially on a dinner date, so I asked him, hey, just curious, we did meet on a dating app and you did ask me out twice, but you made a comment about loving being single. Are you looking for anything on the app? And he responds, I'm really just looking to meet people, but nothing serious. I love that answer. I'm looking to meet
He's
people.
Honest.
I'm looking to meet people.
Yeah, meet people.
Yeah, yeah. This is that's his way of not saying, I'm here to fuck.
Yeah.
And I...
Then why aren't you on Bumble BFF too?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Maybe he is.
Don't you want to meet... So how many guys have you met? Yeah. We hung out longer. We hung out longer and went back to his place. But when things were getting intimate, I knew that I wanted to look for something serious while he wanted to be casual. So I told him that and he reiterated that he was not looking for anything serious. I respect him for being honest and I'm not upset, nor do I think anything badly of him. My question is, how honest is too honest about looking for something serious being mentioned on the date? I was really trying to get to know the guy on the second date, but when I heard his comments, I couldn't help but ask. And then also be honest about what I wanted since I knew we were on a different page. Was this the best way to handle the situation? We never went on again. Thanks. What do you think?
I think she handled it perfectly.
I
think
agree.
He showed her who he is and she had the option to keep going with that or not. And I think that I heard this on another podcast somewhere. It might have been one of yours where someone was like, how can I avoid doing this again? I think you just have to get out there and date and date and date.
Yeah.
And you can't tell from an app whether someone is going to be serious or not.
The solution of the dating app is also its problem.
Mm-hmm.
More people, more interactions. That means more disappointment, more dumping, more meeting the wrong person at the wrong time. This is all you've done is poured kerosene on the fire of relationship with these apps. So
I think she kind of lucked out with this one because it like
totally agree.
It just saved her.
I think this
get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
This is a great email because it's one of those unspoken things. I like it because we're both sitting here reading this going, yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's
happened to me before, like plenty of times.
Yeah. And also good for both of you. Mm-hmm. Good for you going. And also, guys say things that girls sometimes, because I'm saying this, I don't mean to generalize, but I get the emails. I read the emails. I get the emails. And I have a good, you know, cross study. I have a good sampling of people. Well, a lot of times girls will be like, well, he said goodbye to me and he drove me home. And then they'll try to ignore these details where he's going, you could have two boyfriends by the time we by the time you get married. Like, yeah. Like they'll subtly ignore.
Yeah, don't ignore that stuff.
No.
He's sending you a message.
And what women will do a lot is, because I just read in these emails, they'll be like, so he slept over and he woke up and he looked me in the eye and then he drove me home. And it's like, what did you expect?
How low is the bar gotten?
Yeah. And it's like, well, then, but it's like, what did you expect that because you guys had sex on day one, that he's going to go like spit on you on his way out the door? Like, goodbye, whore.
Yeah.
And like, what do you think is going to happen? And then in this situation where the woman who wrote in, I like her a lot. She looked at something. She goes, it was a see something, say something moment.
Yeah.
You saw something and you didn't lose good because you spoke up. You lost not the match because you spoke up.
Absolutely.
You gained time. You didn't lose
time.
A person.
Exactly.
And two nice people can walk away from a date still being nice people.
Exactly.
And respectful.
You just want different things.
This to me, you're in it, you did it, you felt it, you look the other way, you go, I'm out. And see, and we, you know, if you live in New York City, they say if you're on the train, see something, say something. It's the same thing for dates. You are not, and this question gets posed a lot in different ways on this show, where it's like, will I scare him away? Did I do the wrong thing? There's no wrong in this. Everyone knows how to act like a good person and act like the right person. The wrong is going against your own standards. Your standard, you're sitting there being like, well, my standard is that I'm going to be taken out. We're going to be serious about this. And I do understand when someone's like, well, what are you looking for? They're like, well, why don't guys just say, I want to fuck? It's like, yeah, because we have moms too.
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you expect? We're not all animals. And we're not the animals you read about online. Notice how the things that happen online, this is the other thing. Notice the world online isn't like the world you see every day.
Yes.
It's the same with dating. So when you're sitting there going like, all these fuck boys and all these guys are just trying for sex. It's like, yeah, online they'd speak like that because you're getting a front row seat of what a locker room has looked like for the beginning of time, since the beginning of time. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
In person, you're going to get, yeah, well, I'm kind of looking, you know, to have fun and I'm looking to, you know, maybe meet a few people and looking to be a little casual and you're going to have to be an adult and go, that to me means he wants to fuck around and not get in a relationship. And that's up to you.
And that doesn't make him a bad person.
Not
at least
at all.
He's being honest with you. I feel like I would rather go out with the guy who says that than the guy that like is like lies. Because there's that too.
Like, if he had looked at you and gone, of course I want. Here's the other answer guys give a lot. Of course I want a relationship.
Just not with you.
I don't know when.
Yeah.
And it's like that answer is even more, you know, like
yeah.
Underhanded because you're saying relationship, you're saying of course, who knows, maybe this could be the one. It's like he didn't do that.
Yeah.
And that's even like a level of douche that's right under this, but not the douchiest, you know. It's like, but this is all like you have to have some responsibility. And that's why I love this email from her, because she's like, yeah, I saw it and I called it out and I was responsible for myself. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Grace, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me.
You were awesome.
This was great.
Fantastic. @GraceAtwood on Instagram. The blog is called The Stripe. The podcast is called Bad on Paper. Every Wednesday, add it to your queue. Shelby, thank you for popping on.
Thanks for having me.
@ClassicShelb on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday and Friday, Sacramento and Chicago. Go to jaredfreed.com. Get those tickets. I'm coming to your town. We'll be back next episode. Boom.